Please pray with me. God, you commanded your disciples to love one another just as you have loved us. Holy Spirit, stay with us now as we interpret your word. Amen. Every life begins and most likely ends on the receiving end of the most humbling and embodied kind of care. The Maundy Thursday service is marked by the receiving of care. We eat bread and drink wine and have our feet washed. This embodied liturgy challenges our understanding of what it means to be loved and to love. Jesus had gathered the 12 with him to share a last meal before his death. As he pulled up the basin of water to wash the disciples' feet, he already knew Judas had decided to betray him. And Jesus knew that just in a few hours after this final meal together, Peter would deny him. He proceeded to wash both of their feet. The modern-day ritual of foot washing can sometimes struggle to recover its original significance in our day of tennis shoes and pedicures. In the ancient Mediterranean, those who received foot washing were almost always the social superiors of those kneeling with the basin and the towel. The ritual significance of foot washing was also functional. In a time before modern plumbing and sanitation, the necessity of washing one's feet was as much a matter of hygiene and disease prevention as it was a ritual rooted in the Torah. In this light, foot washing was ordinarily carried out either by slaves, servants, or wives. Peter was aghast as Jesus knelt to wash his feet, saying, essentially, "Don't do that." Perhaps Peter's discomfort stemmed from him knowing on some deeper level that he wouldn't be able to keep his own promises to Jesus. There is a small watercolor painting of Jesus washing Peter's feet by a Victorian painter named Ford Madox Brown. This painting hangs in the Tate Gallery in London. And this small watercolor depicts Jesus with his head bowed, kneeling at Peter's feet with the wash basin. Peter's face is twisted in obvious psychological discomfort. His body's tense in his dinner chair. And below the hem of his robe, the painter has masterfully rendered the tendons on Peter's ankle, which you can see, and on his lower calf. It looks strained. You can see the veins that are visible in a deep blue, as if he is so uncomfortable with the whole situation that Peter's pulling his feet away from Jesus. "Unless I wash you, have no share with me," Jesus tells Peter. In the painting, Jesus' grasp firmly clenches Peter's foot. It's a tug of war. Peter is clearly distressed that Jesus would kneel before him and wash his feet. The tension in this image speaks to the humility of being cared for in the most raw and humble way by God himself. When we bear our own full selves before God, the tendons of our minds and the veins of our souls might strain in discomfort, and that is a good thing. In this act of grasping Peter's resistant foot, Jesus models the commandment of loving one another, defined by humility and service. This commandment encompasses loving those who betray, those who deny, and those who, like Peter, are so enthusiastic that they believe in themselves alone and then fail spectacularly. In the same way that Jesus knew what Peter and Judas were up to, God knows everything about us, both good and bad, and grips us with a firm, insistent grasp of love. God's grasp of love on us washes us and also firmly requires us to let go of the structures of honor and status that poison our common life together and learn new patterns of life together, defined by service and humility. We fail at this all the time. When we love money and things more than people, and when we love anything more than God, we need that firm grasp to bring us back to the basin. tonight we'll present all of our feet to be washed and our hands to receive his bread and wine and to renew our commitment to one another. If you feel your heart or your mind pull away, you're not alone. God has his grasp on us in love as we journey together to the cross. Amen.